Well, Southeast Warren football among the final 16 left in the Class 8 players scene, and they will face Woodbine on Friday night. Talking now with Southeast Warren head coach Shane Rollins. Coach, you know, obviously to get to this point, it's a sign you've been playing some good football. You're coming off of a really impressive win over Boyer Valley on Friday night. Tell us a little bit about that win and how you're feeling with how things went.
You know, I was I'm very happy with a lot of the things that we did Friday night. I think we got back to being a very physical team up front. You know, we didn't do so well at that our last three regular season games. So to start getting back on track by doing that was a very good sign. But we had way too many penalties and little mental mistakes last night that we definitely are going to have to clean up for our upcoming opponent that we'll have.
You mentioned, you know, from a physicality standpoint, I mean, you look at the last four games you guys have played, you know, a Lennox team, it's always very physical, a Wayne team, that the style they play, you know, lends itself to physicality. And then same thing with Boyer Valley. I guess just speak to the growth that you guys have had to make when it comes to being physical throughout the year.
You know, it's a lot of it is about those five linemen working together, you know, the two tight ends and the three linemen. Just having that mentality of, you know, just give Jameson a seam and we can make something happen. But like last night or Friday night during the game, you know, we might have chances to talk to the players, you know, they'd say, hey, you know, we can double this guy, get to the next level. So I think they're really starting to understand our schemes and the different ways we can block. So that allows them to, because we had a lot of big fourth and two plays Friday night, and we had timeouts beforehand to talk to the team, and they were all on the same page about what they were seeing to get us in the most advantageous call. So I'm really happy that they're starting to figure it out and that they wear playing physical as a badge of honor.
Yeah, and you had another, you know, really big showing from Jameson. I know it's kind of been par for the course for him this year. What stood out to you about what he was able to do there on Friday night?
Just his one, the durability. I mean, to give a kid 40 carries against a defense of that caliber, you know, he's got to be in the right physical shape to be able to handle that. But he read his blocks very well on Friday night, made the correct cuts. We had a lot of really long runs by him, a couple really long touchdown runs where it was a short fourth and two, third and two, and he just made the right jump cut at the right time and was able to get the long seam down the middle. But he's just consistently a threat, and our line and our two lead backers do such a good job of giving him little alleyways. That can't be overstated enough how well our line played to allow that to happen Friday night.
You know, first postseason win in a couple of years for you guys after getting there the last couple of years and running into really, really good teams. You know, there's always something to be said when you can be among the final 16 left. I guess just kind of speak to, you know, that accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, to make the top 16, I think that means you're a pretty good football team. You know, because, I mean, the expansion of the playoffs – you know, I sometimes hear people saying that it's watered down. It's not. There's some really good teams. That Boyer Valley team was a playoff team in the old format. They would not have made it, and they were a very good football team. So I think the 32 in Class 8 man is the right way to go. We set a goal at the start of the year that we not only wanted to make the playoffs, we wanted to get to that round of 16 because that's when the state starts giving you banners and trophies. And like you said, it's been since 2022, so we're very happy to be back in this round of 16 and looking forward to playing a very high-quality opponent.
Yeah, Woodbine the opponent now on Friday night. I mean, what do you know about them? What are the initial thoughts of, you know, on this matchup?
Haven't had a chance to dive too deeply into them yet. You know, when we were scouting Boyer Valley, obviously we watched that Woodbine film, and, you know, they're very impressive. Their athleticism, their size, their physicality, they're an extremely, extremely good football team here. So we're going to have to play good assignment football, make sure we're tackling and tackling well and not giving up big plays in the passing game. Woodbine's an extremely well-rounded team that just seems to take whatever the defense is giving. You know, if we try to focus on the run, they'll get us on the pass. And if we, you know, load up to try to stop the pass on the back end, they'll just run it down our throat. So we're going to have to really be gap sound and maybe try to hide what we're doing a little bit.
What do you think will be the most important thing for your team on Friday night to give yourselves a shot?
Time of possession. You know, we're going to have to really limit how many times their offense gets the ball, how many drives they have. You know, if it gets in a shootout, I think they have a few more weapons at their disposal than we do in that type of game. But if we can make it a, you know, long grinding drives here where we just get 3-4 yards a pop, really kind of get the game shortened, maybe we can catch them pressing a little bit or making a couple mistakes here, trying to get the quick scores. But yeah, we're really going to have to take care of the ball and keep it out of their hands.
When it comes to physicality this week, I mean, I imagine there's an emphasis on that every week with your program, but when you're facing a team like this, even more of an emphasis on continuing that physicality, I'd imagine?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we'll really work on our technique and just keeping our feet driving, because the other thing I think Woodbine's really good at is getting off of blocks, so we can't just hit them and stop our feet. We got to keep driving our feet, running backs fall forward, and that's where we get those 4 to 5 yards a pop.
Shane Rowlands, head football coach at Southeast Warren. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best there on Friday night.
All right, thank you very much for your coverage this year. It's been